Good afternoon, brilliant sunshine as high pressure remains in control across the area, producing a slight northeast breeze, and temperatures are climbing nicely now off our morning lows, which were in the 40s and 50s again, now back through the 70s, and we'll settle into afternoon highs in the lower 80s with comfortable humidity to round out the work week. With that high pressure center over top of us tonight, skies will be clear and it'll be comfortable and refreshing again with lows back into the 50s. Again, that high pressure will bring us more sunshine tomorrow. The humidity will stay in check, but the wind will flip around to the southeast, so the dew points will be just a touch higher, and temperatures will be also, with readings pushing into the middle and upper 80s. As that high builds off the eastern seaboard, it'll keep it mostly sunny on Sunday, although it will get hot around here with temperatures reaching to about 90. The humidity will start to increase as well to the point where it will be noticeably higher by the end of the weekend. This will lead to a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. A disturbance heading our way from the west could touch off one or two showers or thunderstorms, but mainly dry through the day with highs back into the middle 80s. The next cold front will arrive on Tuesday with a better chance of showers and thunderstorms for more of us during the day and highs in the lower 80s. Behind that front, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, cooler weather on Wednesday with lower humidity, upper 70s, before rebounding back up to the lower 80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Thursday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the mid-Atlantic area and also a slight risk across portions of the northern plains. Morning convection and associated cloud cover has cast uncertainty upon the subsequent air mass quality for any severe storm redevelopment during the afternoon in the mid-Atlantic region. However, given mid-level troughing, forecast to shift southeastward across the region during the day, and an associated belt of moderate mid-level winds, the background environment will support organized convection again, with locally damaging winds the most likely severe risk. A more favorably sheared environment will exist in the northern plains as 40 to 50 knots of mid-level west-southwesterly winds spread across eastern Montana and into western North Dakota. Isolated storm development is expected across eastern Montana during the afternoon, spreading into western North Dakota with time. With shear, supportive of supercells, large hail and damaging winds will be possible locally, and a tornado or two appear possible, both in the vicinity of a warm front as well as east and northeast of a low-pressure center forecast across eastern Montana through the peak heating hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Needles and Imperial, both in California, to a low of 31 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 80, Boston sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 80s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 59. The record high, 96, set in 1943, and the record low, 44, in 1932. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:37 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 50s. For the Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Catskills and the southern Adirondacks, sunny and warm today with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and warm today with highs in the lower 80s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm, still low humidity, mid to upper 80s. Hot and humid Sunday, mostly sunny near 90. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Monday, otherwise partly sunny, mid-80s. A better chance of showers and thunderstorms Tuesday, lower 80s. Breezy and cooler Wednesday, partly sunny, upper 70s, and a mix of sun and clouds, lower 80s on Thursday. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.